We're going to go ahead and prepare to disassemble the M240 Bravo machine gun. To disassemble the weapon, the first thing we've got to do, of course, is always clear the weapon. So to clear the weapon, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and make sure that, one, we don't have any rounds, magazines fed into it. We're also make sure that the weapon is first unsafe. Select lever for this weapon is back here by the trigger. You see an F and an S. To put the weapon on safe, you first have to charge the weapon. Put the weapon on safe. The bolt will remain locked to the rear. Open up the feed tray and the feed tray cover. Look inside the weapon. Make sure there's no rounds inside the weapon. We'll go ahead and put my feed tray back down. And then I'm gonna put the weapon on fire. And I'm gonna ride the bolt forward. I'm gonna pull the trigger and let the bolt go forward. And I'm gonna leave the feed tray cover up. So let's go ahead and leave it up for right now. Now we're prepared to go ahead and disassemble the weapon. To disassemble the M240 Bravo, first thing we're going to do is we're going to take the buttstock off. To take the buttstock off, you just pull up on the button that's underneath the bottom of the buttstock and pull straight up. Take it right off. This is a combined buffer and buttstock. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take out the drive spring that's located right here. All you have to do is push in on it. And it should pop right out. The only thing that holds it in is this latch right here and this post right here. So we're going to pull the drive spring all the way out. And I'm going to lay that down next to my buffer and my buttstock. And then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to find my operating rod, which is located right here. Pull on the charging handle a little bit and it unlocks it. And you can go ahead and grab it with your finger and slide it all the way out and back the back of the weapon. When you take it out, it comes out as an entire assembly. That's the furthest you'll have to disassemble it right there. We're going to go ahead and put that down, and we're going to go ahead and take our trigger mechanism off. You're going to go ahead and use your punch . You may have to work it out with your hand, and you may have to hit it a few times because some of these stick. You notice there's the pin. We're going to take it out, and your trigger housing should pop right out. All we did again was take the groove off from the bottom of the housing. Go in there, our trigger housing.